Leading medical and legal groups are calling on New South Wales government MPs to abandon a bill which, for the first time, would define a 20-week-old fetus as a person. The New South Wales Bar Association and the Australian Medical Association of New South Wales have written to Liberal Party ministers to condemn the proposed bill. Both groups say it's unnecessary and may harm women's access to late-term abortion. MPs were due to vote on the bill today, but that's now been delayed until next week. Mandy Sami reports.
Its backers have named it Zoe's Law, but it's not law yet. Just a bill which, if passed through the New South Wales Parliament, could see people held criminally liable for the death of a fetus. The bill is named after the unborn child of a Central Coast woman, Brodie Donegan, who lost her baby at 8 months when she was hit by a car. The driver couldn't be charged over the death because the current law doesn't recognise unborn babies as people. The MP who's proposing the law, Chris Spence, says that needs to change.
The law didn't recognise that the termination of the pregnancy was separate to the injuries that were sustained by Brodie Donegan herself. Being clear on this, we had a female driver that should never have been behind the wheel, collided with Brodie on Christmas Day, ending her 32-week pregnancy, along with other injuries of a shattered pelvis and broken bones and muscles having to be, you know, reattached to the bone. The 32-week pregnancy was terminated. And when Brodie faced court 15 months later, the driver faced the charge of dangerous driving causing grievous bodily harm to Brodie. The injuries were listed and Zoe was simply listed as an injury amongst them. This bill is about providing the availability of a grievous bodily harm, not murder or manslaughter, a grievous bodily harm charge of the same nature to be brought against the destruction of the fetus. It is quite simple and clear in the way that it's presented, and it is not about attacking abortion or anything like that. It is only going to be used in serious criminal cases.
The Australian Medical Association's New South Wales president, Brian Oller, says the bill is well-intentioned, but he warns of unintended consequences.
They revolve around the provision of care to mothers, particularly late in pregnancy, by obstetricians or geneticists. And it jeopardises the access to services for mothers in terms of particularly late-term abortions, where these take place for very good medical reasons, often because some of the abnormalities, which are quite extreme, don't show up until quite late in the pregnancy.
Mr. Oller says the AMA's advice to MPs who are due to vote on the bill next week is to consider the implications such a law would have for the wider community.
On its own, yes, it's all very reasonable and, you know, it sounds very common sense, but we need to consider this sort of law in terms of the current laws that exist and the implications that it has, particularly for mothers and families in very difficult circumstances where their health may be at risk, but also they may have a fetus with a very significant and devastating congenital abnormality. And so that I'd like them to think about those sorts of consequences and make sure that we're not doing this to achieve what would satisfy a very small group of people.
The chair of the New South Wales Bar Association Criminal Law Committee, Stephen Odgers, says he's not persuaded that there's a need for a change to the current law.
I'd say there is no need to change the law. The law is adequate in dealing with this problem, and there is a real concern about opening a can of worms by this bill.
Despite those concerns, New South Wales MP Chris Spence is sticking by the bill and he's urging other MPs to back it too.
To all members of Parliament, I think that they do need to read the second reading speech, which at law, if a judge or magistrate in interpreting this for the first time, would take into account the second reading speech and the description and intent of what this bill will do. They do have to take into account that the grieving process for Brodie Donegan was not addressed by Births, Deaths and Marriages, and it was sadly lacking in being addressed when it came to facing the person in court. This bill addresses that. It is sensible. It is not about attacking a woman's rights or a woman's right to choose. It is nothing to do with that. The medical procedures and anything done by or with the mother's consent is exempt, and I think every member of Parliament should really just sit, take a breath, and have a look at this bill for exactly what it is.
Liberal MP Chris Spence ending Mandy Sami's report.